theme for Christmas, the hashtag Follow the Star. So we've been reminded at lots of our Christmas services, and even more so today in a way, on this occasion of Epiphany, that we are all called to follow the star, to find and encounter Jesus, and to have our lives transformed. And we see the Magi in our drama this morning are transformed. They're transformed because they took gifts, but when they reached this tiny baby, they knelt down and paid homage to a tiny baby in a stable. It's an extraordinary thing to do, really. And then they were changed because they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod and give away the whereabouts of the baby, because they knew that Herod had felt a bit jealous and that this would be a rival. In fact, went on to do some really horrible things to all the other babies who didn't manage to get away. But they had their hearts changed. They didn't go back and tell Herod. They went back to their own country by another route. We follow this star. We encounter Jesus. We are changed. And one of the things the Magi did was to give these amazing gifts, and they're gifts which are very symbolic. They gave gifts of gold. Do you want to hold the gold up, Samir? They gave gifts of gold. Can you stand up and so that everyone can see it? Hold up your gold, your box of gold, turn it round. They gave gifts of gold. Can you hold it really high so everyone can see it? Brilliant, see that? Lots of gold in a gold box. They gave gifts of gold because they knew that Jesus was going to be a really special king. Not a king in the worldly sense, but a king in the heavenly sense. Thank you, you can sit down now. So that was the meaning of that gift, the meaning of the gold. Then would you like to hold up your gift, Menachi? Brilliant, thank you. I don't know if you can all see this, but this is frankincense, and it smells absolutely amazing. It's an incense that was used in the temple, and as you know, many churches still use incense to worship. The idea is it lifts your hearts and minds to worship the incense as it rises, as it's burnt. And thank you, you can sit down, Menachi. And they gave that gift as a reminder that Jesus was holy. Jesus was this special divine baby. He wasn't just of this earth. He was also from heaven. He was truly, fully human and fully divine. So they gave this as a sign of his divinity, of his holiness. And the final gift, do you want to hold it up? Thank you. Was a special balm called myrrh, which was a healing balm that was used in those days for healing, but also it was used to embalm dead bodies. So it was a sign that Jesus was a baby who was going to die, but also who was grow up to be a person who would bring healing, healing for those he encountered in his own lifetime on earth, and healing for all those people who follow him for all time, healing for the world, healing for the nations. Thank you very much. So those gifts were full of meaning, and they tell us all about who Jesus is. And gifts are something that we think about quite a lot, and we do quite a lot of about over the Christmas period. I want you to put up your hand if you received a gift. I hope everyone did. I really hope there's no one here who didn't receive a gift. We'll have to rectify that. If you can see anyone without their hand up, you have to make sure they get a present later. Okay. And who put up your hand if you gave a gift to someone? If you gave a gift. I hope most of you were able to give a gift. You can put your hands down now. That was not any sort of name or shame, but I just think it shows that we all give and we all receive. And there's something about what you might call the reciprocity, the giving and receiving, that's really important about presents. It's as important, I think, to give as to receive. And it gives us actually as much joy. When you choose a gift for someone, which is something you know they're going to really enjoy, or is going to be just right for them, it gives so much pleasure. And I said earlier, because we've had an 8 o'clock service here this morning, that Charles Medhurst, who's in his 90s, was here, and he made me for Christmas some little savoury scones, little mini savoury scones, and packed them beautifully in a box, and it was tied up with string with a lace, and it just looked lovely. A homemade gift is just so special, and he made that because he knows that I really love them. He's made them for me every year since I've been the vicar here, and it's a real Christmas treat for me. So there's something very important about giving and receiving. And that's reflected as well in the Christmas story, because of course the greatest gift of Christmas was God giving Jesus, giving of himself, stooping down to earth tenderly to become a person just like us, to experience what it's like to be human, so that he's in solidarity with us, and also to live, to tell stories, to heal people, to bring salvation to every single one of us, and then to die on the cross and to rise again so that we could become friends with God again. That was the gift of Christmas in Jesus. And if you like, the wise people, the Magi, show us the way of giving back to God. They gave gifts that showed who Jesus was. And I think a real gift for us on this Epiphany Sunday, right at the beginning of 2019, at the beginning of a new year, is the gift of the new opportunity to be who God's calling us to be transformed and changed, to receive the gift that God is giving us, whatever that is, the gift of the Holy Spirit. It may be the fruit of the Spirit in your life, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You know which is the one you need most. I know which is the one I need most. These are the sort of gifts that God gives us. And in return, we can offer ourselves again. As it says at the beginning of Romans 12, we can offer ourselves as living bodies, holy, acceptable to him. We can offer ourselves in his service. We can offer ourselves to become more of those things represented by the gifts and in those special prayers that our three wise people read out for us. We can give service. We can give as part of the royal priesthood. We can give as healers. We can give as people of peace. We can give as people who seek to be holy. Somewhere, tucked in among your booklets, you should have a little brown envelope. I hope everyone's got one. If you haven't got one, can you put your hand up and you will be brought one by someone at the back, because we've definitely got some spare ones. There's a couple of people without them round here. And if you carefully untuck, yeah, there's quite a few people around here. Have we got some more with their hands up? Thanks. Thank you. And there's two, Donna and Morag here, Tim, behind you. Tim, Donna and Morag. Have you got some more? I thought we had loads. Bessay's children. Oh, Joshua hasn't got one. I've got a spare one here, Joshua. Oh, I did have a spare one. What's happened to it? I hope everyone's nearly got one. If you carefully open it and sort of squeeze like that and put your hand under and tip it out, you should find that there's something in it. I've got a star in mine. But you might have a star, you might have a heart, you might have a gift, you might have a tree. Have you not got one? You've got one. Have you not got one? Just use that as a reminder of God's gift to you this new year. And if you'd like to, when you get home, or if you've got a pen on you now, you could write on the outside of the envelope something that you long for God to give to you and something that you want to offer back to God at the beginning of this new year for 2019. But take your little, I know it's only tiny, but that's really significant, isn't it? Whether it's a tree, whatever it is, whatever it means to you, take that, tuck it in a book or somewhere special at home, and use that this year as a reminder that we are called to follow the star, to encounter Jesus and to be transformed and to receive and offer gifts with God. Amen.